Okay, we're not going to have any fancy noises because I deleted them.
Good one.
Yeah. So, kind of my fault, kind of not. Mostly my fault. I get, you know, my problem is, and I do this everywhere, I love getting rid of stuff. And my computer is a tiny, shiny microcosm of this problem. And I'll see an opportunity to make more room, and I don't put a lot of thought into it. And I saw these audio files, like hundreds of them. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's 5 gigs. And threw it in the trash, recycled it. You know, so if it's recycled, can I, you know, get it back newer and better? No. But, and it was all the Ewe and the Beasts, all the little sound, all the little, all the stuff, Josh's liners, all that. That we had organized to make this sound more than just some old regular podcast. It was all gone. All the commercials I've done over the last 5 years, recycled. Into what? I don't know. But it's called a recycle bin.
Yeah, so maybe you should think before you throw things away.
No, it's nice to hear that now. All right, and so since we don't have all the fancy production, since I deleted it, what we're going to do is offer a table of contents. This is just so people can skip to where they want to go. At about 2 minutes, we talk about the state of the world going to crap. And then about 4 minutes, it's Obama and what he should, or how he should at least act. Should he be angry? Should he be in your face? And then I would say it's about 10 minutes, there's talk about children. And 15 minutes, there's talk about, that funny conversation about extreme home makeover and stuff.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes, laundry. Talk about laundry.
It's very interesting.
It is. And we're back.
What's going on?
I don't know. I just read the paper. Read the Sunday paper. And it's depressing. Yeah. You know, I just... I don't know. I hope that we... as a generation, do something before our kids get to our age. And then when our kids are our age, are they just going to be, like, kind of jokingly, in a dark way, telling their kids, like, well, I hope you do something. Like we do our kids. Well, I hope you do something.
Yeah.
Because we're making a mess. I mean, the oil spill, that's the obvious one, but it's all over the place. I was reading about this major river in Iraq, and... it's been so mismanaged and so overused that it's mostly becoming salt water that's coming in from the Gulf, and it's destroying all their fig trees and farms, which is creating thousands and thousands of refugees, and that's adding up everywhere. You know, all these people. You know, that's the thing. If you're somebody who's like a global warming denier, well, I apologize to your family, but you know, the Pentagon now has said that the number one threat to America will be global warming. And the amount of refugees that will create. People moving around, looking for things, create new battlegrounds, you know. So, yeah, anyway, so on that exciting note,
yeah,
get the show started.
Uplifting.
Well, yeah, so I'm reading, I mean, the paper, like every other page, if you, you know, it's easy to concentrate on the Gulf, as we should, but how do you think Obama's doing with that? What's your take?
You know, I don't know. I don't pay a huge amount of attention.
Yeah.
I know everyone's like, he should be more pissed or he should do something, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think he can do much more than he's already doing, you know,
right.
Other than get pissed, which, what does that do for anybody? I mean, of course we're outraged. Duh.
Yeah, you know? And I think somebody told him to use, one of his advisors said, hey, use the word ass, and he did, and everybody's excited about that. I don't know if you saw, he's looking for whose ass to kick. And
someone told him to say that?
Well, I'm just guessing because he said it.
I don't think so. I hope not.
Well, and
he has to
it
rely
all goes.
On someone telling him to use the word ass. Come on.
I don't know. I have a suspicion that. Well, and that's the thing. I know anger doesn't solve anything, and I know that 8 years under a crazy redneck who said all kinds of things just the same was dangerous and scary. But I would like him just. From a political point of view, just to put on a little theater, you know, and I know he's smart and I know he's, you know, there's discourse and he must discuss and reason and think, but come on. Like, he needs to, you remember when 9/11 and Katrina, I mean, Bush totally dropped the ball on Katrina. He was told the levees were going to break. He was told the storm was going to be bad. But then he later came around and said that he wasn't told. But people didn't catch that lie because they were all caught up in the fact that he had his sleeves rolled up and he was passing out water bottles to poor folk. And 9/11.
Obama's been down on the Gulf Coast.
I know, but more sleeves rolled up shots.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
You're just asking for him to just cheapen it all and just be like...
Well, I'm sorry. That's Obama's big problem is this hope thing, which I used to be big on, but in being optimistic and hoping I think you have to sweep in there that he thinks that America isn't a bunch of dumbasses that aren't easily sold. On that, they're easily sold on the sleeves rolled up thing.
Sleeves rolled up, I guess so.
I don't know. I just there's something, you know.
I mean, do you want him just to put out a presidential edict that someone? I mean, what exactly besides going down there and rolling up his sleeves and looking angry? What do you think he needs to do?
I don't know. Just speak more forcefully. I want him to... And he's at a disadvantage because Bush could be white scary and get away with it. You know, bring it on. Put your food on your family and get away with it. But he can't be black scary and get away with it.
Yeah, no.
That won't work.
No, it won't.
Yeah. So, you know, dropping mofos and stuff. And but, I mean, he can't even be black happy and get away with it. No, if he fist bumped the, you know, Netanyahu, everybody'd be freaking. So he's in a pickle there. But, you know, he doesn't have to be the lame guy from Cosby. Who was the one that was married the older daughter? Remember that guy?
Yeah. He's not that. He's cooler than that.
Well, yeah, but still. I think they're working a little too hard on it. I want him to be a little more black. I want him to be a little more angry. and I want Michelle to do some, like, head stuff. And I want them to be on TV upset about the oil spill. Okay, they don't have to do black stereotypes.
Like a primetime live special or 2020 with Barbara Walters interview.
I know.
Something stupid like that.
Right, I know.
Didn't you see the Christmas special one
with
Oprah?
That was bad. I know, but it works.
See, you liked it.
No, I only liked it from...
He liked it.
Excuse me, I liked it from like a political perspective. Like, oh... This is good. The guy didn't get a honeymoon. He came in there with, you know, the world going to heck, and they just started attacking him. And I thought, well, this is nice. They need more pieces like this. They need to get out there, and they need to now show some frustration.
Busy. Come on.
I know, and part of his business is should be, you know, okay, here's the deal. Ronald Reagan, for example. Unemployment was even higher than the highest point in 2009. People may not remember this. In 82, it was 10.8%. But old Ronnie did his little dog and pony show. You know, I'm America's grandfather. Come sit on my knee. I'll comfort you, or whatever it was, right?
What was it?
Well, he was just a comforting presence, and people ate it up. And so Obama needs to, you know, when he was campaigning, he was all fiery and rhetorical and had thousands of people in Germany come to see him, and everybody was excited. And I think he's lost that edge a little bit. He's just being a little more careful. I want more of the preacher man. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I pulled you into that, but I that's just my take. But and it's sad because that means that yes, Americans are easily manipulated by simple little tricks, but they are. Look at the Tea Party. Those people are all passionate. They don't even know about what. They're just excited to get together. So. I'm a little worried that, and they're, you know, they're calling it his Katrina. The Republicans are trying to brand it as his Katrina. I don't know how that, you know, some private company has a disaster.
Yeah.
And
it's the president's fault.
He should have been down there. Yeah. Well, on a different, without any, it's tough, you know, without zingers and zappers.
Maybe you could add them in later.
And we're back. We went to Pueblo and drove through a hailstorm and a rainstorm and a lightning storm. I was impressed with the boys. You know, they're 1 and 2 now and still little and, you know, I think rather fragile. We had hail hitting the car, lightning, and I thought there was going to be a bunch of tears, but you and I were the only ones that were scared.
I know. It's okay.
It's okay. Are you talking to me, Sarah? And the boys were laughing. Otto was just having a blast.
Yeah, it was just noisy, I think.
Which is weird because he nearly died in the car wash when that water hit the window. Oh, my God. Dude, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. I didn't know what to do. I was going to pull him out and run out of there. Like, Quinn, I'll be back. I mean, because you have no control. It's one of those really super fancy ones where it grabs your wheel and pulls you through. And
yeah, you can't.
Oh, he was so scared. Oh, and you know, and that's the thing. I told you, I was thinking that he had done it before. I mean, he had, but then like you pointed out.
Yeah, in an infant seat that was facing backwards. So didn't really see anything coming at him.
Oh, dude, when those big brushes hit the window.
God,
that little sweet boy, nothing but goodness right now upstairs, is having a nightmare about a Muppet beating on his window. And he was terrified. And the worst was he was like, why are you not doing anything? And B, why are you laughing so hard? Oh, God. And Quinn shouting, it's robots, baby Otto. It's robots. You know, that's going to make a difference.
Because that's what we yell at Quinn.
Yeah, I know. He's excited about the robots now. Oh, God. He was so scared. He was trying to turn his head into his car seat, you know, to hide. And then he was just trying to get out. He was grabbing the straps. And
I wish I could have.
Oh, God, I know. I just, and then rather darkly, I'm thinking, God, I wish I would have got this on video.
No, I do not. I would not be able to watch it.
Oh, I'll be in hell watching that over and over. Oh, my God.
That's sad. Well, yeah, Quinn's not scared of thunderstorms or anything because of that rain book.
I know, this book called Rain. If you're parents, it's real simple, called Rain, and
the baboons hear the thunder, or they hear the rain.
They hear the rain.
And it's the thunder booming.
Yeah.
And so every time he sees lightning, he says, or hears thunder, I think even if he sees lightning, he says, first he says, the monkeys hear the thunder. And then I say, the baboons. He's like, right, the baboons boom. So he just thinks it's really cool. And monkeys somewhere are jumping up and down about the thunder.
Yeah, he's excited. And where are the baboons? Yeah.
I guess he's expecting to see him every time.
I know. I feel bad because he was like, that's what he asked the other day. He's like, where are the baboons? And, oh, they're in the trees. You know, he's waiting for them to show up. sounds like out of a Spielberg or a Stephen King novel. Every time our son hears thunder, he says, oh, the monkeys. Yeah, I mean, we're lame. We talk about our kids all the time. They go to bed and Sarah and I just get giddy.
Well, they're cute.
They're cute, yeah. But I worry, like, God, when they're older. I mean, Quinn already tonight, I go in the bedroom to say goodnight, and he's with you. It's mommy time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, goodbye, daddy, and turns around. And then he looked at me and said, goodnight, daddy.
Get out of here.
And I'm still trying to maintain my paternal presence, like I'm in control. But at the same time, I'm kind of struggling, like, what? And then I don't want to leave. I want to, you know.
Yeah, on your terms.
Yeah, on my terms, it just makes it worse. He's like, what do we do about this guy?
Crazy.
Yeah. The, pew, trivia. The record for real estate for a single resident was just broken. It was Pagosa Springs. There was a ranch there that was sold for $46.5 million. Mm-hmm. That was last year. This year, it was just broken the record in L.A. They sold it. Just 2.2 acres, but a palatial estate. 14 bathrooms, 10 bedrooms.
Whoa.
12-car garage.
What?
Turkish baths. And what do the Turks have on bathing?
Yeah, they make good towels, too.
Oh, they do. Well, they might come with towels.
I don't know.
Three-story elevator, 5,000 bottle wine storage.
Wait, only on 2 acres? So 2.2 acres. So it must be all building.
Yeah, it's fine. I know. That's what I'm thinking, too.
No yard maintenance.
Yeah, exactly. I'll pay it. They didn't reveal the exact price yet, but the listing was $80 million, and it sold between 50 and 70. So they didn't reveal it, but it's more than the 45. Huh. It's crazy. A little trivia for you.
Who lived there before, or who bought it?
I know, didn't say.
Anybody cool?
Yeah, didn't say. You know, that's all. You know, we only know like the moderately rich people from the media, the Pitts and Jolies and stuff. Those people have a little bit of money, but then they're out there like there's the really rich ones.
I know.
You know, they don't have to show up in movies or anything. They're just loaded.
I want to be one of those. Let's be the quiet rich people.
It's like Bill Murray said, if you have a choice between rich and famous, choose rich.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, just a billion zillionaires. Like the guy that bought the Pagosa place, he's some Texas billionaire. Dropped $45 million on a property. Huh. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, that would be cool. Like, everybody's...
Wait, billion or million?
Million. 45 million. Okay. Did I say billion?
I don't know. I thought so.
It gets confusing anymore. That would be cool to be the really rich person. And I wonder, does Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie watch them? They have a special channel.
Yeah. Celebrities watching the rich. What was that show? The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Yeah, Robin Leach.
Robin Leach. Yeah. That's right.
And now every show is The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Well, look at what that's
called. Like Cribs. Cribs and the... Now it's like Teen Cribs. Like little high schoolers show off their house.
Right. That was weird. Yeah. Media centers. I felt bad because I saw one of those episodes on a plane or something. The first two were awesome and the third one wasn't. And I was like, they kept showing off their piano. They had a player piano. You could put your iPod into it and it would play the song. Like,
dude, that's all like in a Macy's every holiday.
I know. It was. Cool. There wasn't much going on there. I felt bad and I don't know, but the other two prior, are you kidding? And the parents are like, we just wanted them to have the best life possible. And I'm like, oh my God, these kids are just going to squander your wealth. They're just waiting for you to die. but all that, yeah. And then there's the Sweet 16, thing. I don't know if that's still around. But The Hills, I mean, all that stuff is based on watching wealthier people live better lives, which is weird. God, I've had a crappy day, honey. What should we do tonight? I don't know. Let's watch some rich people live much, much better, more carefree lives.
So much fun.
Yeah, Robin Leach, way back in the day. I don't even know if
what's he doing?
I have no idea. Yeah. And I always thought he did a great job because people assumed he was rich. I mean, the whole...
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if person, he's just like a mess, just slovenly idiot, lives in a one bedroom and cats everywhere, and be kind of cool. I think it would be more interesting, and we do get this a lot on Cops and Jerry Springer and stuff, but the lives of the poor and
destitute,
the classless and the destitute tonight. That would be awesome.
That is pretty much Cops. That was
instead of MTV Cribs, like. Yeah, you could have HUD Cribs, H-U-D Cribs, or I don't know, what would be the good... But that would be really cool. People love to see that stuff. They loved it. Well, they kind of have it with the hoarding show. You know, I don't know where that plays, but people talk about it at work. Oh, my God, did you see that lady with the newspapers?
And yeah,
I don't
know. Is that like a show, like a recurring thing? I thought it was just a special.
Well, it started out, like, you know, there's more and more stories about it, and then they made it into a show.
Why are there more?
Because people like to see that stuff. They like to see the train wrecks.
Yeah. Weird.
We should start that show. Well, the show I want to see is the one that visits the extreme makeover houses a year after they are remodeled.
That is what I want to see.
Because most of that is like just super clean houses. You know, like clean wood floors and clean this. And look at that. Here's a wax doll of Leanne Rimes.
Yeah,
clean.
I want to know what they did before they... I mean, they shoved everything in storage before they bulldozed their house? Or did they have to give up everything? I mean, they've got to go through their stuff, right?
When yeah, and that's back. And here's the thing. When they show their houses prior, mostly they're just dirty. You know, like, okay, all right, he's in a wheelchair. I get it. But, I mean, they're just, they're filthy. And I would love to see how they live a year from now.
Yeah, is there stuff all over those marble countertops?
Could they afford it? Remember the guy... got hired where I was working. He was a web developer. He was there like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He won
the HGTV thing.
HGTV. They won a house and it was because he had an autistic daughter and lots of stuff. And then he was gone suddenly. And I tried to get a hold of him and eventually did and found out that they had lost the house. They were looking for a place to live.
Yeah. Cause the taxes are obscene.
The taxes were ridiculous. They'd spent a lot on it. On the house to move in, and they couldn't cover anything. So I'd like to find out. And there was another headline too, a foreclosure, an extreme makeover foreclosure. So
Yeah, and then you could follow up with the neighbors. That would be the best part. Yeah. Sometimes they like slap in a 3-story home in a trailer park neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I love that. And like, yeah, if they're still even living there, you know?
Yeah, they really should do that because it's all
glossy.
That's
why they always
glossy.
Do it with like people with disabilities. Cause they're like, these these people are not going to be moving. We're going to stick them in this house. And they are just going to be, you know, it's all perfect.
Yeah, they're not going to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because it's way too glossy. It's so all over the top. And what makes me mad is being emotionally retarded, I guess. I cry at the promos. I cry at the promo. The 30-second promo with that sweaty loudmouth Ty Pennington, they still get me. God, and they do a little cutaway interview with one of the pretty like makeover specialists, and you know, Jeffrey, you know, he would have been the all-star on the basketball team had he not been attacked by the Wolverines, and he's doing everything he can now with his mother who has scabies, and I'm just like, oh my God. It's too much. It's crazy. I know it's bad. Like I was telling you the other day, I was in the bathtub and I heard a jet fly over and I started thinking of Top Gun and then I started thinking about Goose dying. And then it kind of became like real life in my head and I was crying. This is weird. Like, it is a little weird. I got to figure it out before the kids are all grown up and other kids are like, was that your dad? What really gets me is not sad things, but like triumphant things. That's those, you know, the guy cry movies. But that's the thing, like
really
most
nice
guys,
house
you have
for
to
no reason.
Right, get a really nice house for not cleaning. You are such a mess. We brought in an entire team of people. Yeah, but it's, you know, like guy cry movies are supposed to trigger the tears like right when Rudy gets that tackle on the last play of the game, right when the Karate Kid does the swan kick to the face. But I sense it's coming, and I'm going. Oh, all right, well, we can wrap it up. Maybe there's something cool we can talk about. Hold on, we'll be right back after this. Okay, we're back.
I don't think you should put this on anywhere.
Why not?
It's weird.
You're weird. I guess that's it, pretty much. Do you have anything cool you'd like to add? You always have cool trivia and stuff when you come home from the elevator news or Kotke.org or something.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I don't know.
Yeah. You're doing laundry. Mm-hmm. Do you like doing laundry?
I do.
Thank God.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, really. But I just do.
I would just wear my clothes until I threw them away. And do
it
again.
I know. It's disgusting.
I don't know. I'm glad. I'm glad for you. So, that you do that. Do you feel that there's something I do that makes up for you doing all the laundry?
Sure, yeah. You do all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Now, I don't want you to, like, fold my underwear and, like, that son of a... Because I love you doing my laundry.
No, I like doing laundry. I'd like to make sure you get it in your drawers and not, you know, after doing it, they're not all crumpled up somewhere.
That happens.
Yeah.
But I've simplified to one drawer and...
Yeah, that means more crumpling.
Oh. One drawer.
That's what I'm talking about. No, you don't. No.
No, because if I put them in all those drawers, I can't find anything.
Well, if you put shirts in one, and pants and shorts in another, and socks and underwear in the little drawers on the side, why can't you just do that?
I know, but I still can't find anything. And
I
those
know,
drawers are loud. Stop. Those little drawers are loud.
They're awful every morning. Like, if you put them away, then that's where they'll be. No, like, how can you not remember which drawer
God,
your
I
socks
hope
are in?
That you knew
how
I
you
knew
not,
that.
No.
I know that. If they're not going anywhere.
Well, then why do you open like 6 drawers every morning trying to find something?
Well, I guess it's a state of disarray right now, which is why I moved everything to one big drawer. And you haven't been at all wakened. But as a matter of fact, you should start using those drawers next to me because you have that huge pile. A big pile next to your side of the bed.
I know. I know.
Just start using my drawers, because those are empty. I've moved over.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for doing laundry.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I guess we sit there silently waiting for a reply.
Do you hear a buzzing?
Well, I hear the laundry, and then there's a little bit of a hiss in this system here that drives me nuts.
But. Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't losing it.
I don't know. No.
It's like a high-pitched...
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.